Well, let's look at the book of Luke in Luke chapter 10. I think all of us have heard the story of the Good Samaritan, right? In the story of the Good Samaritan, I'm just going to read it to you from the New King James Bible. So it starts in verse number 25. And behold, a certain lawyer stood up and tested him. So here's Jesus, he's been speaking. Now here's one who is a keeper of the law, one who is a definer of the law, one who explains the law. And he stands up and he tests Jesus. So he's saying this as a test. He's not saying this that he's in agreement. He's not trying to support what Jesus is saying. He's putting Jesus to the test by the words that he says. In testing him, he says, "Teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?" He said to him, "What is written in the law? What is your reading of it?" So Jesus is saying, well, what does the law say? The man is asking a question. His question is, it's a pretty far-reaching question. It's a pretty all-encompassing question. It's a question that is really at the very heart. It's central to what all of us want to know. Because we know that this life is but a whisper. This life is but a vapor. This life is very, very brief. But we also know and understand that there is an eternity. This life, what do we have, 80, 85 years? Maybe 90? 95? I mean, if you were really extremely living a life of longevity, maybe 100 years? That's a lot to us. What's 100 years compared to eternity forever and ever and ever? It's nothing. So at the heart of all of our concerns is eternity. And we want to be with Jesus Christ, not separated from Jesus. We want eternity in the kingdom. We want eternity in his presence. We want eternity in every good thing that is ahead for us, that he's planned for us and he's prepared for us. We want that. We don't want eternity separated from Jesus. We don't want eternity in hell, right? So this is very central. I mean, if you boil everything down, it's a very all-encompassing question that he's asking, but it's central to everything else. And so this man says in his test, "What shall I do to inherit eternal life? What can I do? What am I supposed to do? Teacher, tell me, how do I inherit eternal life?" What he's saying is, how do I gain salvation? Jesus' answer, what is written in the law? You're a lawyer. You're one who is supposed to know the law. You're one who has read the law. You're one who has been trained in the law. Now, he's not talking about the law like we talk about the law, that which would be under the laws of the state or the county or the city or the national laws, the laws of the government. He's talking about the law that God gave to man. So as a lawyer, he's one who is with the law. He's not a lawyer in the sense that we think of lawyers who go and represent people. He is one who is supposed to be reading the law, the word of God, the word that was given by God to man through Moses. He's supposed to be reading, interpreting, understanding the law. And so Jesus says, you're a lawyer. What is written in the law? You ask the question, what must I do to inherit eternal life? You're a lawyer. You're familiar with the law. What does the law say to you? And then he adds this. He says, what is your reading of it? Now that's kind of interesting, because what he's saying when he says that is, he's saying, how do you read that? What does that mean to you? You've read the law. What does the law tell you? And what does it mean to you? So Jesus puts it right back to the lawyer who's putting him to the test. And so he answered. Jesus said, what is your interpretation? What does the law say? And what does it mean to you? And so the lawyer answered and said, you shall love the Lord your God with all of your heart, with all of your soul, with all of your strength, with all of your mind, and your neighbor as yourself. So clearly, this man is well-versed in the law. He knows the law. Not only does he know the law, he understands, because he's taken the law and he's broken it down into an answer that is a very concise answer according to the law to answer the very question that he asked Jesus. Again, this is a huge topic, but it's central to everything. And Jesus says, what does the law say and how do you read it? Well, being one who deals with the law of God, this man says, well, I am supposed to love the Lord my God with all my heart and all my soul and all my strength and with my mind. So he's supposed to love God with all of his, every part of who he is, with his entire being created by God. He is to love God. He understands that. And he also understands, because this comes from two different verses. This is a separate part. When he says, and to love your neighbor as yourself. He's taken that from both Deuteronomy and from Leviticus. So he clearly understands the law, and he understands the basis of what that answer should be. And Jesus says to him, and you have answered rightly. Do this, and you will live. So the man asks the question. He knows the law. Jesus says, what does the law say? Here's your question. How do you inherit eternal life? How do you gain salvation? How do you inherit all the eternity and the good things in eternity that God has established for you? How do you inherit that? What does the law say? Find out what the word says. And then what does that say to you? So there's a couple of things here. Now, again, remember, this man is testing Jesus, and that, we'll get to that in a second. But I want you to see that this man asked a question. And Jesus' answer, I love the answer, you've answered rightly. I'm sorry, he said, what is written in the law? What is your reading of it? Jesus is expecting that he read the law, he knew the law, he understood the law, and that he read it with some understanding. Because again, his words are, what is written in the law? What does the word say? And what is your reading of it? There's an expectation for us. And here's where I think a lot of times we get into our own, we fall into the traps of the enemy. And we're the ones who spring those traps because we step into those traps because we're not being guided by the light of the word. You know, the word is supposed to be a lamp unto our feet so we can see what's coming. Part of the reason that we walk into the traps the enemy has, which leads us into discomfort. It leads us into problems and difficulties. It leads us into failings and fallings. It leads us into hardship. It leads us into confusion. Part of the reason we fall into those traps, which bring us to all those places, is because we're not, the word is the lamp unto our feet. We can't see what's coming because our way is not lit by the word of God. And so we stumble into all of these things. We stumble off of his path and into all these traps that are set off the road that God has for us, off the path he has for us. We're springing one after another because we don't have the word lighting the way. There's an expectation that Jesus has for you and I to know the word. The word of God is Jesus revealing himself to us. How do we know Jesus? Read the word. The Bible tells us in John that Jesus is the word. He is the word. And so how do we know Jesus? How do we understand Jesus? How do we see what his character, his nature is? How do we understand what's expected of us? How do we understand what we should expect of him? How do we understand any of these things? We understand it through the word of God. Now there's more to it, because as I'm in the word, his Holy Spirit is in you also, and his Holy Spirit will bring revelation and will bring insight. But the revelation, how does Jesus reveal himself to you? He reveals himself to you through the word of God. Now, there can be other ways, but the main priority, I mean the bulk of the way, there can be accoutrements to this, but the bulk of the way that he, there could be corollary ways he does this, but the bulk of the way that he reveals himself to you is through the word of God. Jesus reveals himself through the word of God because he is the word. So Jesus is expecting us just like he expected this lawyer. You know, we're supposed to be ones who know the word. This lawyer knew the law. Well, we have the entirety of the word, and the expectation that Jesus had is the same expectation he has for us, to know the word. If I know the word, I know Jesus. This lawyer asked a question. The truth of the matter is, whatever question you or I have about the word of God, he will answer for you. Now, I'm not telling you that I know and I can answer every question you have about the Word of God. But I am telling you, he will show me anything. If I ask, he will reveal. He will show me everything. I will spend the rest of my life and I'll never fully, in this flesh, I will never fully. Even if I live to be 120, I will continue to learn and get revelation from the Word. That is how great, how deep the Word of God is. If I keep on reading, I keep on living, I will keep on learning. But it doesn't matter how long I live, I will never fully understand it in this flesh. There is always more for me to learn, but the expectation is that I will be in the Word and I will learn through the Word. I fully believe if you have a question about the Word of God, I've had a lot of times that I didn't understand something in the Word, but if I spend time in the Word and I looked at other places in the Word, and I let the Word explain the Word, if I would let the Word explain the Word, I always came to an understanding. That doesn't mean I understood the fullness of it, but I came to a place of being able to answer the question that I had about the Word of God. And the same thing is true for you. Listen, the same thing is true for you. If you spend time in the Word, He will reveal Himself to you, and He will reveal the answers that you have. Because He gave you this book, not that He be hidden. In fact, He says, from the world, the truths in the Word of God are hidden, but nothing is hidden from you. As a believer in Jesus Christ, nothing is hidden from you. If you seek, you will find. We have such low expectations. We think that somebody must teach me the Word of God for me to understand it. Now, please understand this. I thank you, Jesus, for the teachers in my life. Not just the teachers in the past, but the teachers who still teach me. I learn from spending time in the Word. That's priority for me. I want to learn from the Holy Spirit. But I also learn from other teachers. So I'm not saying that you can't learn from men. You should learn from other men. God has given us a great number of men and women who understand the Word of God. They have insights. Learn from them as they teach. Learn from them. But you shouldn't just rely upon that, because there's going to be times that you're not going to have a teacher available, but you want to understand something. So I need to train myself to be able to go to the Word myself, to trust the Holy Spirit to speak to me, to lead me and direct me, and He will give me answers. That should be first and foremost. Thank you, Jesus, for the teachers in my life. I will treasure them throughout all the years of my life. I could spend a lot of time talking to you about the teachers in my life. I have learned abundantly. My pastor, Pastor Jim Mankey from Lima, he has taught me more in the 30 years that I've known him. I could never, and I've told him multiple times, I could never thank him enough for the things that he has taught me, both while I've sat under him and just in personal time with him. He's taught me more than I could ever thank him for. My pastor's pastor, Moses Vey, who has since gone on to be with the Lord, I have learned so much from him. There's a number of teachers like Andrew Womack and Kenneth Copeland, and boy, the list goes on, that I have learned from over years and years of listening to them teach. I love listening to people teach. But as much as I love listening and learning as people teach, as much as I love that, the first thing I want to do is learn from the Holy Spirit. And there is no greater teacher. As much as I love my pastor and the teaching he's given me, I would first of all always much prefer, I always look first to the Holy Spirit. And anyone who sits under me, I hope that they find truth and revelation from the things I share with them, the things that I teach. But I want them first to have a passionate hunger for being taught by the Holy Spirit. And He will. He will teach you. And if your life has told you, well, I just don't understand the Word of God, I'm telling you, I promise you. If you forget the past, if you just pray, open up your Bible sometime today, but before you open it, just pray and say, thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit, that you're going to show me something today. I will understand something new that I read. You're going to reveal things to me. And then just watch what He, just relax. Don't have pressure on yourself. Just relax. Read. Enjoy the reading. And just see what He reveals to you. It's awesome. And it's exciting. And this is what Jesus is telling the lawyer. But then the second thing He says is, what is your reading of it? And this is why, even greater, Jesus is saying to this man, so you read it. Now, what did it say to you? Because again, we can be taught a lot of things. But you know what? I've heard people that have taught things that, listen, I'm just saying, this is not a surprise to you, I'm sure. There are people out there teaching things that are contrary to the Word of God. Now, they might mean well. They may not. The Bible does tell us that there will be, in those times, those who intend to lead astray. You know, there are going to be those wolves. There are going to be those people who are teaching lies, those who are deceiving. Look through the New Testament. You're going to see a lot of conversations and warnings about that. There are people that are teaching, and you know what? If somebody's teaching something that is wrong, you and I should be able to identify it right away. Why? Because Jesus said to this man, what did it say to you? I just don't listen to someone's teaching and accept it. I measure it out by the Word of God and by the Holy Spirit that is speaking to me. This is what Jesus is saying to this man. What does the law say? In other words, I expect you to know the Word. What does the Word say? And the Holy Spirit will speak to you like this. What does the Word say? And then it'll bring back to your remembrance something you've already learned from the Word. And then the Holy Spirit will say, what does it mean to you? Because it is a personal thing. The Holy Spirit will personally teach you and reveal things of Him, of Jesus Christ. He will reveal those things to you personally. And this is why I say, if you have questions, go to the Word and go to the Holy Spirit. Jesus said to the lawyer, what does the law say? What does the Word say? And then He says, what does it mean to you? How do you read that? Jesus is saying the same thing to me. What does that mean to you? And if I start answering the question, He will start leading me. If I start thinking, well, what does that mean to me? Well, it means this. And all of a sudden, revelation, understanding comes. And all of a sudden, other thoughts will come to my mind or other verses, and it all ties together. There should be an excitement that you have in the Word of God and understanding the Word. Now, all of that is a setup and preparation for where we're going to go tomorrow as we continue talking about the Good Samaritan, because that's the next example that Jesus is going to give in answer to this lawyer.